this is potentially extraordinarily costly and was totally avoidable. I mean, it is really regrettable that this is a huge failure of American public policy, and it didn't have to happen.
That's John Snow. He was President Bush's Treasury Secretary until a couple years ago. And I'm Adam Davidson, NPR's international business and economics correspondent. This is the Planet Money podcast, where we try and take the confusing economic issues of the day and make them, well, make them a little less confusing. I am in Charlottesville, Virginia. This is Tuesday, September 9th, just a couple days after the rescue of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And I came here. I flew here actually at the last minute on Sunday because there is a conference of former finance ministers from around the world, and we'll be talking to a bunch of them shortly. In each case, I asked them, what does Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac mean to your country? By the way, I'm tempted to give a full explanation of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, but that takes a while. We have a lot on our blog at npr.org/money. Here are the highlights. These are private companies, or they were until Sunday, created by the U.S. government, though, but they're not government agencies. They were created with a mission of providing liquidity to the housing markets and making it possible for more people to own homes in America. They've always been a very odd organization, private, profit-seeking companies trying to get money for its shareholders, and at the same time, they are trying to promote a public mission. There are many people who think this is untenable, who think the idea was a bad idea from the beginning, back in 1938. John Snow is very much one of them. Throughout his time as Treasury Secretary, he tried to kill them both. He tried to convince Congress they were horrible, dangerous organizations. He failed.